Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as bad as we can play. You know, that's the worst half of football. I don't know if I can say ever, but I don't remember one, you know, that bad. We've got a lot of work to do, but we still have a half of football to play. We've got a full 90-man team. We're going to try to win the game. That's the next first order of business right now.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh pretty disgusted after the first half of last night's preseason game against the Falcons. Now the Ravens eventually won. To talk about where we are and where the team needs to be before that first game against Denver is our bud and Ravens game day analyst, Kadri Ismail. Q, how are you?
MB, I am doing well, even though it was a great broadcast and the Ravens' first team didn't do as well as they wanted to. I can say that our broadcast went smooth.
I was going to say, I bet your first half was better than their first half. So what were you thinking, though? We heard what Harbaugh was thinking.
I was in shock. I really was. I thought that we wouldn't see this kind of an up-and-down look as far as the Ravens were concerned. And you know, they have such a veteran, unit as far as their first team is concerned. Usually, guys understand, hey, just because we play well, that doesn't mean anything. We got to answer the bell and come back and play better. You know, I'm referencing back to the Tampa Bay game, and, for whatever the reason, they chose to kind of rest on their laurels. And you just saw that, the fight was greater in Atlanta than it was with the Ravens.
All right, if you were to start listing issues, where would you begin?
Yeah, I think it started up front. I think anytime you struggle to open up running lanes, and anytime you fail to properly stop the run, you're going to have issues. And I thought that Atlanta, their defensive front was more superior than our offensive line, and their offensive line was a lot more sound than the Ravens' defensive front. So with that, you saw it just kind of snowballed where, if it was Joe Flacco under pressure, or Joe not being accurate, or guys dropping the ball, or if it was a scenario where Steven Jackson was running through the hole and getting big chunks of yards, or guys just were out of position as far as some of the backup running backs, or even Julio Jones, who really put on a clinic last night. It just kind of started from there. It all started up front, and then it snowballed from there.
Taking a look at the positive, Torrey Smith.
Oh my God, yeah. You look at Torrey and you say, if there was ever a guy who get it and the game has slowed down for him, it's Torrey. Ran a phenomenal route on his 77-yard catch, but just looking at his overall game, you can tell that Torrey is not fazed by the pressure that is going to be on him to make plays. He's very much in the moment, and I'm happy and proud for him.
I mean, right now in your mind, he's the number one receiver, is he not?
Oh, clearly. Yeah. I mean that's without mistake. You look at a guy of his stature and you realize that you're gonna need a spark and boy right away you just saw how quickly he went out there and did what he needed to do. In this particular case, it was to spark his team, and he certainly did that.
So what do the Ravens need to do before next Thursday?
I just think that, one, you got to realize the mental game is just as, if not more important than the physical game. If you think you can just show up, then you're gonna get taken to the woodshed, and they certainly did. They got taken to the woodshed big time, and I think now it's all about, okay, the younger guys are fighting for their positions, but if you as a veteran think that you haven't made, you're going to be on the outside looking in. I promise you, John Harbaugh won't accept mediocrity.
No, he's intense. Kadri Ismail, thank you as always for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, MB. Absolutely.
Adios.